The biggest gathering of human beings anywhere in the world has kicked off in India. It's the Kumbh Mela, an ancient Hindu pilgrimage to dip in the waters of the Ganges River. Up to 120 million people are expected to do so by March. Among them, this past week, NPR's India correspondent, Lauren Freyer.
There's a huge red sun just peeking out over the horizon, and I'm crushed in with men dressed in orange sarongs. They're draped in garlands of marigolds, flowers. Sign of the times, these Hindu monks are also taking selfies of themselves on the way to the Ganges River.
The Kumbh Mela happens every 12 years, with dates set according to the stars and planets. This one is a half Kumbh, 6 years since the last, but it's expected to be the biggest yet. Organizers say 15 million people showed up on the first day. They include naked, dreadlocked holy men, families with infants, and foreign tourists.
I've made it through these crowds down to the banks of the Ganges River. They have lined the banks with sandbags so that it's easy to step down into the waters. But it's chilly, and people are dunking in here. You can see that they're absolutely shivering, you know, dunking and then running out. There's a little boy next to me who's just blue lips and shaking.
The water is, you know, very cold out there. So, but once you have a bath, it's sort of a miracle, you know.
Engineer turned pilgrim Niraj Shugla says the waters wash away sin.
You have work, you have tensions, you seem to have committed some wrongdoings. You know this thing deep down inside that now you come over here, you take a dip, you feel that, you know, I'm in the company of some holy people, some saints. And then you step inside this holy water and you feel inside that you have cleansed yourself. And now I'm going back to my home as a new person, you know.
This holy water is found at the confluence of three rivers, the Ganges, the Yamuna, two of India's biggest rivers, and the Saraswati, a river some believe flows underground here. Another pilgrim, Gitanjali Verma, says she was awestruck by this flow of humanity down to the riverside.
Is there a message to the rest of the world that we can take from this?
What should I say? We can show the unity, you know.
Peacefully,
yes, peacefully. Truth is there, devotion is there, and the purity of mind and heart. That's it.
The Kumbh Mela festival lasts through March 4th. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, on the banks of the Ganges River in India.